Today's daf is Chagiga daf Ches, and we have three lines from the bottom of daf Zayin Amid Beis. May Shno Chagigas Yontif Harishon Shel Pesach. Today's daf is being learned as a Ilui Nishmas Shlomo Ben Yibadol Chaim Toivim Reb Chaim Doiv. And as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Avadya Ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba Ben Devorah, Devorah Bas Mecha, Shmuel Ben Tehila, Malka Miriam Bas Esther, Avram Ben Gittel Edol, Sarah Bas Yehudis Rechel, Sarah Nechama Bas Rus Malkar, Elazar Lipa Shalom Ben Feger Rachel, Baruch ben Rachel, Chaya Malka bas Batsheva, Pinya Gittel bas Rachel Shendel, Meira Chava bas Shoshana, Simcha Yaakov ben Bluma, and Esther Kreindel bas Devorah. Today's daf is also being learned. Le'ilui Nishmas, Doiv Berel ben Reb Yaakov Dov. So we're continuing to discuss the halachas of Aliyah L'Regel. Specifically, today's daf is going to continue to discuss the halachas of the karbonos that the Yid had an obligation to be makriv lifnei melech malchei amlochim when he was oyle regel. And as we've seen, there were three karbonos that the yid had to be makriv: the oylas riyah, the shalmei chagiga, and the shalmei simcha. V'lo yiroi yizeh kiroi yizeh. Hatzad ashova shabohen is they're all karbonos that are shayach to the yontif. But at the same time, all three of the karbonos serve different purposes, and as a result, had a different Shulchan Aruch. Now, the specific halacha that we're talking about right now is what funds a person was allowed to use in order to purchase these karbanos. Meaning, was a person allowed to use his Maiser Sheni money? We'll see in the course of the daf. If a person has an animal that's Maiser Behema, could he use the Maiser Behema to bring a karban? Or did it have to be brought dafka from Chulin? And the backdrop to this discussion is there's a halacha in Kachim that says, Kol dover shebechayva einoi ba ela min achulin. That if a person is purchasing a carbon that he has to bring, he's obligated to use chulin money. Meaning, if a person, out of the kindness of his heart, wants to give a nedava to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then you're allowed to use money that has kedusha to purchase that carbon. But kol davar shebechayva, if the reason you're bringing a carbon is not because you just woke up one morning and decided that that's something that you want to do, but rather it's something that you're obligated to do, then there's a halacha, almost counterintuitively, that einoi ba ela min achulin, you have to use chulin money. So here's the question: if a person wants to bring an eilas riyah, he wants to bring a shalmei chagiga, he wants to bring a shalmei simcha, could he use money that has kedusha? For example, could he use maaser sheni money, or is this included in the rule of kol davar shebechayva einoi ba ela min achulin? That's sort of the high-level backdrop to today's daf. So we pick up three lines from the bottom of Daf Zayin Amid Beis, which is where the Gemara picks up from the third line of the Mishnah on the top of Daf Zayin Amid Beis. So the Mishnah had mentioned the machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. The Mishnah said, Yom Tiv HaRishon Shal Pesach, the first day of Pesach, Beis Shammai Yomir Beis Shammai says Min HaChulin, Ubeis Hillel Yomir Beis Hillel says Min HaMaiser. Now, the Mishnah is very, very chaser. It's not clear what carbon we're talking about. It's obvious we're talking about a yontif carbon because you're bringing it on the first day Pesach, but which yontif carbon is not clear. And the truth is, when we saw the Mishnah and the Gemara, there's a lot in the Mishnah that's unclear. And the Gemara, for the second time in this parak, said chasurei mechzer of ahachiktani. And the way this line of the Mishnah emerged in the edited version of the Mishnah was we're talking about the shalmei chagiga. And there's a machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel whether the shalmei chagiga is ba dafka min achulin, or whether the shalmei chagiga could be brought even min amaiser. Beis Shammai says the shalmei chagiga has to be brought min achulin. Beis Hillel says that you can purchase the shalmei chagiga even using maaser sheni money. But the Gemara is going to begin with a very obvious question, meaning it's a nice machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. We'd like to know a little bit more in terms of what the hesber is. That's going to be very much the topic of today's daf. But the obvious question before we even get into the hesber, before we even get into all the drama that you have whenever you see Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel mentioned in a Mishnah, but why are we talking about the first day Pesach? L'chura, if we're discussing the Shalmei Chagiga was a carbon that the Yid had to bring every time he was Oyle Regel, which is Shalish Pamim Bashana. So this is something that's Negei the first day Pesach, for sure, but it's also Negei the first day Sukkos, and it's Negei the first day of Shavuos. So Freik the Gemara, that's how we we start the daf. Maishnah Chagigas Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach. Why is it that the Mishnah is discussing this machloikis in the context of the first day of Pesach? L'chur, it's true for all the Shalosh Regalim. Rav Ashi said, Hakamash Mulan. The Mishnah wants to tell us, Derech Agav, Ben Benoy Shel Agav, and that is Chagigas Chamisha Asarin, that this machloik is between Beisham and Beis Hillel is only negeya the Chagiga that was brought on the 15th day of Nisan. In other words, the Shalmei Chagiga, the Chagiga that we've been talking about throughout the beginning of Masechtas Chagiga, the Chagiga that was brought on Yontif itself. However, Chagigas Arba Asolai, but as it relates to the Chagiga that was brought on the 14th day of Nisan, there we don't have a machloik is between Beisham and Beis Hillel, and over there, everybody agrees that you'd be able to use any funds you want, and there wouldn't even be a discussion that maybe you should have to use chulin. So what is the Chagigas Yudalid? The Chagigas Chamisha Asar is the Shalmei Chagiga that we've introduced already several times. But what is the Chagigas Yudalid? So this is a halacha that's discussed at length in Masechtas Psachim. It's the other carbon that was brought together with the carbon Pesach. So we know that every single Yid had an obligation on Erev Pesach, Beinu Arbayim, to bring a carbon Pesach. Now there's a halacha that the carbon Pesach had to be nechal ala soifa. You had to eat the carbon Pesach when the person was already full. Now, not when you're mamish full, because if you eat when you're full, das heisnish gegessen. It's not called eating. It's called achila gasa. But you had to eat the carbon Pesach when you were almost full, so that the achilas carbon Pesach would make you soifa. It would make you full. The truth is, this halacha that the carbon Pesach had to be nechal ala soif is not exclusive to carbon Pesach. It's true for all kachim. It says in the Torah that a yid has to eat kachim l'mashcha kiderech shamalachim oichlin, which means it's supposed to be an achila chashuva, and the achila chashuva is the achila that puts the person over the edge. It's the achila that makes the person full. So really, there's a halacha that all kachim has to be eaten ala soif. But there's a bezundere din as it relates to the Karban Pesach that it has to be nechal ala soiva. Chazal said that because the Karban Pesach has to be nechal ala soiva, when the Yid sits down at the Seder, we better make sure there's going to be six courses before you get to the seventh course, which is the Karban Pesach. Because if you're going to sit down after a long Erev Pesach preparing for Yontif, especially Bezvan Shabbos Hamikdash HaYikayim with all the Karbanas and the Makom Shenagu and everything that took place, so if you're going to sit down immediately and eat, you're not going to be soiva. You're going to be quite hungry. So the Chazal said that what you should do is bring another carbon. That other carbon is going to be the Ikar Suda. And then when you're going to get close to the point where you're holding Allah Saiva, then you'll take a bite out of the carbon Pesach, and then you'll be Mekayim, the grace of mitzvah, and the Torah, to essence from the flesh, from the Heilige carbon Pesach. So the purpose of the Chagigas Yudalid was to get the person to the point where now he's ready to eat the carbon Pesach Allah Saiva. And there's a big discussion in the Gemara, Masechtas Psachim, Machlokes Tanoim, what the nature, what the status of this Chagigas Yudalid is. Is it a carbon Chayva? Is it a carbon Nadava? There's a lot of different rates and permutations. According to one Tana, it's mamish like a carbon Pesach, and all the dinim of carbon Pesach applied to the Chagigas Yudal. For example, the carbon Pesach was Deicha Shabbos. Maybe the Chagigas Yudal would also be Deicha Shabbos. Grace Chidushim. But that's more for when you discuss Masechtas Pesachim. For now, all we need is one point. Amar Rav Ashi, the reason we mentioned this halacha regarding carbon Pesach, even though we could have equally as mentioned it regarding the other karbanas, is because B'derech Agav, we wanted to say that this whole shaila of whether the Chagiga could be brought min ha-meiser is only in a gay the Chagigas Tezvav. But as it relates to the Chagigas Yudalid, everybody agrees you can use Meiser money. Why? Zachti Gemara in the top of Chesam and Aleph, because Alma Kosover, you see the Ravashis of the opinion that Chagigas Arba Asalav Deiraisa. It's not a Chiv Deiraisa, which means on a biblical level, all it is an Adava. And being that on a biblical level, all it is an Adava, so it's not a Dover Shabbachayva. If it's not a Dover Shabbachayva, we're not even having this conversation. The whole backdrop of the daf is because there's a rule called Dovah Shabbachayva, Ein Eba, Elam and Achulin. So we have to figure out what all these karbonas, yeah, Dovah Shabbachayva, not Dovah Shabbachayva. But the point is the Chagigas Yadal, that's easy. It's not a Dovah Shabbachayva. If it's not a Dovah Shabbachayva, there's no shmuz. So you're right. The Mishnah could have presented the Machloikis B'Shamim B'Sil B'Oifen Klali. But the Tana of the Mishnah did what it always does. And that is, it speaks B'Lashon Kitzara, but at the same time, you have to be able to interpret all the remizos of the Tana of the Mishnah. And in this case, there's a remez in our Mishnah tucked away, Chagigas Ayin Amid Beis, a rule related to the Chagigas Yudalit. Vushteit Chagigas Yudalit, B'Derech Agar, from the fact that we mentioned the Chagigas Tezvav, it's all coming so that we should make the deal that the Chagigas Yudalid is not included. Good. So now the Gemara is going to focus on the Chaymer of the Machloikis between Bisham and Misol. So again, Chagigas Tezvav, or really any Shalmei Chagigah for that matter, could it be brought using Maisa money or not? Beshamai says it has to be brought Minachulin. Beisul says it can be brought even Min HaMaisa. And the truth is, if you think about it for a second, which Shita do we understand? Beshamai. Beshamai holds it has to be brought Minachulin. Shalmei Chagigah is a Davar Shebechayva. Every day of the week. And if that's the case, call Davar Shebechayva, Einoi Ba, El Minachulin. Beshamai. Beisul, at first glance, is very Tzarech Bir. And that's the Gemara's Kasha. Amar Beisul Loimrin, Min HaMaisa. Beisul says you can bring the Shalmei Chagigah even Min HaMaisa. Amai, why? Davar Shebechayva hu? V'chol Davar Shebechayva, Einoi Ba, El Minachulin. It's a Davar Shebechayva, and therefore it should be brought Minachulin. Amar Ula. So Ula gave a one-word answer. You don't see this every day. Beteufel. You want to know what the answer is? The answer is Teufel. So what does that mean? The Gemara is going to explain. But before even the Gemara's explanation, just Taich, what does it mean? Ula's saying that when Beis Hillel said that you can bring it Min HaMaiser, he didn't mean exclusively Min HaMaiser. He didn't mean take Maiser, hand it over, take an animal, go bring your Shalmei Chagigah. Never meant that. What he meant was Beteufel. You could be Mitzarif Maiser money. But at the same time, there's going to have to be Chulin money as well. Now, how exactly does that play out? We'll see in the Gemara, major machlokes HaMeirom. It's going to be the topic of most of Ches Amud Aleph. And then we're going to revisit it. The Gemara is going to come back to it, ironically, on Daf Ches Amud Beis. So very much the topic of today's Daf is going to be understanding this concept of Teufel. And as we'll see, the HaMeirom themselves had a great debate in terms of what exactly it means. Chizkiya said, you know what Teufel means? It means Teuflin Behema LeBehema. What it means is that a person, when he brings the Shalmei Chagigah, he had to have one carbon that was 100% chul. Even Beis Hillel agrees with that. So what did Beis Hillel mean when they said Min HaMaiser? What he meant to say was that if you want to bring another carbon, or a third, or a fourth, that you could bring Min HaMaiser. But the first carbon, that has to be brought 100% Min HaChulin. So Avada, Shalmei Chagigah is a Davar Shebechayv. V'ein Davar Shebechayv Ba Ela Min HaChulin. And Beis Hillel agrees that the first Shalmei Chagigah, the first animal that you're going to bring, is going to have to be Ba Min HaChulin. I Beis Hillel Semin HaMaiser. But Teufel, it means if you want to add additional carbonus, then you'll be able to bring those additional carbonus Min HaMaiser. Now you can ask me, what are all those additional carbonus? Shalmei Chagigah is one carbon. It's Mavur in this Gemara. That doesn't have to be one carbon. It's Elu Dvarim Shein Lamshir, meaning it could be one carbon, but it doesn't have to be one carbon. And if you want to add carbonus, you could. And this is an important punchline as far as understanding the lumdus of the Gemara, that if you add additional carbonus, they're considered Shalmei Chagigah. And that's why in the Mishnah, where we're discussing how you bring the Shalmei Chagigah, Beis Hillel says, Min HaMaiser. What do you mean? It's only the second carbon. Yeah, but the second carbon's also a Shalmei Chagigah. It's all included in Elu Dvarim She'en Lehem Shir V'Harei Oyoin. It's part of the mitzvah of Re'iyah, and there's a concept of Elu Dvarim She'en Lehem Shir. But either way, Chizkiya says that Avada Beis Hillel is Moida, that the Iker, the initial, the first Shalmei Chagigah would have to be brought Min HaChulin. It's the additional Shalmei Chagigahs, which are also Shalmei Chagigahs, but I guess on some level they're more kuladik, and that's where it's negei d'alacha, that if you want to bring him in a meiser, you can bring him in a meiser. But Chizkiya continued and he said that when I say teuflin behema lebehema, I mean that's the only way you could do it. Oh, but there ain't teuflin mois lemois. But you can't be teuflin mois lemois. What does that mean? You can't take meiser money, mix it together with your chulin money, and then purchase one big animal. That you can't do. Teufel means behema lebehema. Meaning, one behemoth like this, and another behemoth like that. But you can't be Teufel the Mois. You can't make the taruvas on the shekel level. I'm going to take money like this, money like that. I'm going to put it all together in one wallet, swipe one credit card, and through that, I'm going to end up purchasing one or many animals. You have to have one animal that's exclusively chulin, and then afterwards, you can do whatever you want with the other animals. Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan said just the opposite. Teuflin mois lamois. That when Ula said beteufel, you want to know what teufel means? It means you teufel mois lamois. It means, according to Beis Hillel, avada, it's a davash abachayva, v'chal davash abachayva, eni ba elam anachulin. And it's for that reason, you would have to use chulin money. But at the same time, you can be ma'arev, your meiser money, together with your chulin money, and you can buy it in that way. And that's okay.
And Rabbi Yochanan continued and said, "Va'ein toifel behema lebehema." And if you want to do it in the behema lebehema way, in that instance, it's actually not going to be okay. I mean, you can't go ahead buy one behema that's going to be exclusively chulin, and then buy other behemas that are going to be exclusively meiser. So we have a machloikis between Chizkiya and Rabbi Yochanan. What exactly toifel means? According to Chizkiya, just the sprach of the Gemara, toifel behema lebehema. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the sprach of the Gemara is toiflin Ma'ois lemois. Not just that, Chizkiya holds teiflin behema lebehema. There ain't teiflin ma'ois lemois. And Rabbi Yochanan says teiflin ma'ois lemois, but there ain't teiflin behema lebehema. And Rashi is mefarish very, very beautifully, like he always is, here in our Gemara, and explains a little bit what the machloikis is. But again, in Yoneinu, Chizkiya is saying that as long as the first carbon is brought minachulin, the next carbonus can be brought 100% minamaiser. Rabbi Yochanan says no such thing as bringing a carbon chagiga that's going to be 100% minamaiser. And therefore you have to make sure that every single carbon is going to have a little bit of chulin in it. So what then does teufel mean? It means teufel mois lemois, and as long as that first carbon is going to have a little bit of chulin in it, it doesn't bother me. Really, each person is saying a very, very big chula, right? The whole concept of teuflin as a kula. And each one of the Tanam, Chizkiya and Rabbi Yochanan, I'm wrong, are saying a very, very big kula. According to Chizkiya, Chizkiya saying is that the latter carbonus could be exclusively meiser. That's a very big chiddush. Rabbi Yochanan's chiddush is that the first carbon can have in it a little bit of meiser. But the bottom line is two ways of looking at teuflin, Zokti Gemara, Tanya Kabasa to Chizkiya, Tanya Kabasa to Rabbi Yochanan. That the truth is a brisa that seems to support what Chizkiya said, and there's a brisa that seems to support Rabbi Yochanan. So Tanya Kabasa to Rabbi Yochanan, first brisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan. It says in the Torah, Va'asisa chag shavuy slashem alikech. So this is talking about Yontif, specifically Shavuos. But Shavuos is lav dafka. Misas nitfas yodcha ashatitein, kasha yivarechecha Hashem alikecha. So it says the word misas. What does that even mean? Malamed she'odam mevichoy vasem min hachulin. You learn from here that a person has to bring his carbon min hachulin. What do you see in Misas Chulin? So the Gemara is going to discuss it on the bottom of the Yom. Umnayim Shem Rotzel Arev Ma'arev. How do you know if that a person wants to be Ma'arev Ma'iser, he could? Tamad Leimer, Kashi Yivarech, Hashem Alekecho. So Misas is referring to the money, as we'll see. And the money has to be Chulin. But at the same time, Kashi Yivarech, Hashem Alekecho. We learn from there that if you want to be Ma'arev Ma'iser, you have a right to be Ma'arev Ma'iser. Hence, we have a Mekar to the concept of Teufel. But you see the Teufel is happening on the money level. Tanya Kvasa Techizkiya, right? Techizkiya, the Teufel, the Hemel, the Behemel. It says, Misas and Malamit Shadam Mevi Chayvasai Min HaChulim. We learn from there that the person has to use Chulim. Bishami Yemi Bishami. It says Yoyim Rishim Min HaChulim. The first day it has to be Chulim. Mikam Ve'elach Min HaMaaser. But after the first day, if you want to use Maaser, you can use Maaser. Meaning every additional day, if you want Maaser, could be Maaser. Beisul says Achilu Rishoyim Min HaChulim. The first carbon that you bring on the first day has to be Chulim. Mikam Ve'elach Min HaMaaser. Afterwards, if you want to bring Maaser, you could bring Maaser. Shar Kol Yemaisa Pesach, as it relates to the rest of Pesach, Adam Yoytzi Yedei Chayvasai Bim. A person can be Yoytza even with Maisa Behema. But before that, what do you see from here? You see that the second Braisa, there's a concept that the Achila Rishoyna would have to be Menachulin, but every other animal that's being brought on that first day could be brought Min HaMaiser. That's the concept of Teufel Behema to Behema. The Achila Rishoyna is the first Behema that would have to be brought Menachulin. Then after, so we have a Tanya Kavasi to Rabbi Yochanan Misas on the money level, be Ma'ar of all the money, and then it's fine. Even though it's a Davash HaBechayva, and Davash HaBechayva is any Ba'el Menachulin, but there's a Limud in the Parsha of Chagiga that tells you you're allowed to do this. That's Tanya Kavasi to Rabbi Yochanan. And then at the same time, you also find the concept of Teufel Behema Lebehema, and that's the Tanya Kavasi de Chizkiya. Zok de Gemara. We mentioned at the very, very end of this second Braisa that on the first day of Pesach, you can't use Meiser Behema. But after that, if you want to use Meiser Behema, you can use Meiser Behema. Meaning, when you're being Teufel, could you use Meiser Behema? So the first day you can't, afterwards you could. So Mara says, my time, what's the reason? Or my time, Aloy. Omer Ravashi, Ravashi, Saltuma, Asik, Lasur, Beyantiv. We don't want you to use Meiser Behema on Yantiv because we're afraid you may actually be Mafresh Meiser Behema on Yantiv. And that's not something that you're allowed to do. And the reason you're not allowed to do it is mishum sakarta. Because one of the mitzvahs of being mafresh meisa behema was, is that the owner would count 10 animals. By the 10th animal, you'd put a red dye. That's soiveya. That's one of the lamatas malach. It's not something you're allowed to do on yontif. So it's for that reason, it's not okay. Truth is, you're not allowed to be mafresh any meisa on yontif. Not just meisa behema. So why do we have to come on to a new reason as it relates to Ma'aseh Behemah? That means, as we've talked, how Ma'aseh Behemah is really different than Shaar Ma'aseres. Shaar Ma'aseres, there's a concept of Tevel. So before you're Ma'aseret, it's Tevel. Now that you're Ma'aseret, it's not Tevel anymore. Ma'aseh Behemah, there really is no Tevel. So really, you're not being metakin in the same way by Ma'aseh Behemah as you are by regular Ma'aseres, but that's a whole different discussion. So it says the Gemara is a postscript to this, not such easy Gemara. My mash with the high misas lishna dechulanu. We said that it says misas, and from the word misas, with a samach, from the word misas, we learn that there's an idea that the karbonos are supposed to be brought from chulin. So the Gemara says, where do you even see that it's lishna of the chulin? With the chsev ayosem hamelech achashverosh mas halaretz. Here's the Purim cotton reference. You can't make it up. Vayosem hamelech achashverosh mas al haaretz. Taxes is cash, geld, that's easy. We're clearly talking about money, and it's some of taxes is ene ba element achulin, not chulin money. And as a result, we have this halacha. Talk to Gemara. Yisrael yoitzin yedei chayvasim in adar meradav. So going back to the Mishnah, the end of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah talks about the Ilusriya, talks about the Shalmi Chagiga, it talks about the Shalmi Simcha as well. And really, the end of the Mishnah said that a yid can be mekayim as mitzvah of Shalmi Simcha bin adarim, bin adavos, ube maise behema. Kehanim can bring chatois hashamois. They can bring a bechar. That's there. The chaz of the sheik of the shlamim, which is one of the matnas kahuna. They can bring that. Avaloi ba oifos v'loi b'menachis. You can't be mekayim the mitzvah of simcha not with an oif, no chicken. V'loi b'menachis, you certainly can't do it with some carbs. Zok to Gemara. Tanu Rabbanu, we learned in the Braisa. It says in the Torah, v'samachta b'chagecha. Also, in Yonah de Yoyma. L'rabbois kol minei simchas l'simcha. And it's teaching us that all simchas are included in Simcha. What does that mean? Mikanam Ruchacham. Chacham said, Yisrael Yoytzin Deicha Vasa Min Adar Min Adavas Uba Ma'is Behem. Fakt Vihan Bechatus Va'ashim Bechar Bechaz V'Shok. In other words, there's a mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. Ein Simcha Bezman Shebeis HaMikdash HaYikayin Ela Bebas HaShlala. So what does it mean the rabbis call me a Simchas? It's not true. You can't be Mekayim Simchas Yontif with buying clothing or something new that's going to give you a geshmak because ain't simcha el b'basa shlama. So the rabbis call me the simchas means all different types of karbanas. Meaning you don't have to bring a carbon exclusive for the purpose of shalmei simcha. As long as you bring a good carbon anyways, you can eat the flesh, that's going to be enough. Good. Yachalaf b'oifas b'menachas. You would think that oifas b'menachas is also okay. Talmud Leimar says, v'samachta b'chagach. What's the drasha? Misha chagiga ba mehen. It's dafka, a sort animal that you can use for the carbon chagiga, yatsu elo, which excludes oifas amenaches, she'en chagiga b'mehem. You can't use an oif for the chagiga, you can't use an oif, you can't use a mincha for the chagiga, so that's how you know those aren't included. Rav Ashi said a different makar. Mis v'samachta nafka. You know it from v'samachta, meaning even before you get up to v'chagecha, v'samachta b'chagecha. So the first pshat in the Gemara is it's from b'chagecha. Ashi says, no, I feel a farda b'chagecha, chveshoin. Pasha v'samachta. Why? Yatsu elo she'en b'mehem. Because you don't get the same simcha from eating oifas and menachas as you do from eating behemoths. And if it says v'samachta, the simcha that the Torah wants is that yatsu elu she'en bahem simcha. Says the Gemara, Rav Ashi, hay b'chagecha mayavli. What does Rav Ashi do b'chagecha? He doesn't darshan b'chagecha to teach me miloshin korban chagiga to teach me that it has to be a behemoth as opposed to oifas and menachas. So what does he do with chagecha? So the Gemara, hulagraf Daniel bar Katina. The Amr of Daniel bar Katina. Amr Rav. Mi'ayin she'en noisim loshin moyin. How do you know you know the Gemara in cholamoyin? Shenema v'samachta b'chagecha. Which we talked about at Lent when we learned Masechtas Mo'ikotin, that the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif is not just to be b'simcha, but it's to be b'simcha with the Yontif. And if a person is going to get married, he'll be b'simcha. He'll even be more b'simcha, but he's going to be b'simcha with his wife, not with the Yontif. Alzen Nemar, in Marvin Simcha b'simcha, Alzen Nemar, all the Geshmakarein and Avches and Avtes and Masechtas Mo'ikotin, the Inkam Akoim Elaharach. But the bottom line is that as it relates to the Shalmei Simcha, it's a very important halacha. It's an idea that comes up a lot in Kachim Sugis, and that is that the Shalmei Simcha was a carbon that was brought so the Yid could be Mekayim as mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. But really, you didn't have to bring a special carbon for the Shalmei Simcha. If you needed it, you brought it. But to the extent you didn't need it, it was okay, because the Ikar is not the Hakravas HaKarbon. The Ikar is that you're going to have Basar that's going to make you b'simcha. And the basar has to be basar of a carbon. So if you're punk bringing a carbon anyways, why? Because you made a neder and a dava that you're going to bring a carbon, or you're a kayin and for a living, you are somebody that eats basar kachem, whether it's chatois, hashamois, bechar, chazav v'shoik from the shlom, it doesn't matter what it is. At the end of the day, as long as it's a behemah, that's the one condition. But as long as it's a behemah, you'll be able to fulfill your mitzvah of shalmei simcha. So the Mishnah continues, very much me'inyin le'inyin ba'oise inyin. Zok the heilige Mishnah. Mi sheyesh loy oichle merubin. If somebody has a lot of people in his family, unechasem mu'atin, aber, unfortunately, he has a little bit of money. So there's an inverse relationship between the size of his mishpacha and the amount of money that he has. He has oichle merubin, aber he has nechasem mu'atin, maybe shlamim merubin. He should bring a lot of shlamims. V'oilis mu'atais, don't bring so many oilis. Meaning, you have oichle merubin, the oilim has to eat basar kachim, ain't simcha el of a basar shlamim, so you should bring a lot of shlamims. But at the same, don't bring a lot of oilis. Why? Because the oilis are kulay legevaya. All the meat gets burnt on the mizbeach, and as a result, it's not going to help your oichlin. Now, if you had a lot of money, adrabba, but asnish. So therefore, you have no choice. You have to bring a lot of shlamims, but at the same time, you don't have to bring a lot of oilis, so that's what you should do. What if the person's fakir? The person has a lot of money, but hotnish as agrois ishtib. Maybe oilis merubois. So you should bring a lot of oilis. Or shlomim muatin. Don't bring a lot of shlomims. And by the way, it's not just you don't have to bring a lot of shlomims. Don't bring a lot of shlomims because you don't want to have any leftover flesh. Leftover flesh is noiser. It's a lav in the Torah, mitan esa, mitalav shein by maisa, mitalav shenit the klase. It's very complicated. So as a result, that's not something you want. Zevizem. What if a person doesn't have a lot of family members, he also doesn't have a lot of money? It's regarding him that the Mishnah said, Ma kasef, shtei kasef. There's a minimum amount. Which one's a mal? Which one's shtei kasef? What if it's zev zem merubim? What if he's like a bench dimension and he has oichle merubim and he has nechasem merubim? Regarding him, it says, Ish kimat nas yodoy kivirkas Hashem alekecha asher nasan lach. That when a person brings the karbonos on yontif, don't just bring the minimum, but to the contrary, bring as much as you could. Ish kimat nas yodoy kivirkas Hashem alekecha asher nasan lach. And really, that last line of the Mishnah is the introduction to the Mishnah. You see, there's a concept that when the Yid brought the carbon, it's not just a mitzvah, just fulfill the mitzvah and get weiter. It's ish kemat nas yodai. The Torah says you should do it with a breakite. How break? Kibirchas Hashem alekecha asher nasan lach. Relative proportion to what the Eibishter gives you. So if the Eibishter gave you more bracha, then you do more. And less bracha, you do less. But at the same time, it has to be done with a shikul. And that's what the Mishnah says. It's literally arba midos when it comes to mishpachas. There are people that have oichle merubim, nechasem muatim, zevizeh. And that's what the Mishnah is coming to say. Zok the Gemara. The Mishnah began. It said, Mishne yeshloi oichle merubim, unechasem muatim. Right? That was the first case. Somebody has a lot of oichlin, abahonisht asach nesachim. So what should he do? Nechasem. So what should he do? He should bring shlomim merubim. He should bring a lot of shlomims. And he should bring oichlin muat, oichlis muatis. He shouldn't bring a lot of oichlis. Right? The Gemara, shlomim merubim, hecha maisi. Right? Shtick of obvious question. The Mishnah began, the person has oichle merubim. Aber kesef minolan. So what should you do? Oh yeah, oichle merubim, bring a lot of shlomims. Oilis, don't bring. How's he supposed to bring a lot of shlomims? Ashkengel. Just like he doesn't have money for the oilis, doesn't have money for the shlomims either. So the Gemara says, and this is going to take us back to Amr Aleph, Amr Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said, Teufel. You're right, Teufel. This person probably has a Maisa Sheni. What he should do is, he should take his Maisa Sheni money, and he should be mitztaref it together with a little bit of chula money that he has, and that's how he should bring it. That's what you should do. You should be teufel. Now, teufel works? Yeah, of course it works. Who says teufel works? Besil. Bechayim b'shayim besil in the Mishnah on Zayinim Adbeis. Ula, b'teufel, b'chayim 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 b'chayim. How exactly this goes down. But the bottom line is, there is an idea, there's a musag of teufel. And that's really what the Mishnah is saying. Zok to Gemara, Rav Chisda was mefarish weiter. He said, what do I mean when I say teufel? You should be teufel umevi par gadol. You should bring a grosser par. So, Rav Chisda didn't just say teufel. Like Ula said, he actually explained what he meant. What do you mean? You should bring a paragod. Whose shita was that? That was the shita of Rabbi Yochanan. Meaning, not teufel behema le behema, bring a bunch of behemas, one will be menachulen and the other ones will be menameiser, but rather it should be one paragod in groisiki, right? One big behema, and the money will be teufel. You'll use the little bit of money that you have, the nechasim muatim, and at the same time you'll be taifi. You'll still see a little bit of your ma'aser money. Amalei Rav Sheis. Rav Sheis just told Rav Chisda. Every word here, we have to be very careful. Hari amru taifu behema the behema. So Rav Sheis turns to Rav Chisda and he said taifulu mevi par gadol. Chazal said taiflin of behema the behema. So the Gemara says, my kamalei. What did he mean to say? So the Gemara says, ilema. Did he mean to say what we would probably say if we were forced to answer this question? Achi Kamalei, Rav Sheshes is telling Rav Chizza like this. Meaning, I understand the teretz of Teufel. Aba hari amru Teufel behema lebehema. You're telling me Teufel umevi pargadol. So you're suggesting there's a concept of Teufel, but the way Teufel works is with mice. I understand there's a concept of Teufel, but the way Teufel works is not with mice. Rather, the way Teufel works is behema lebehema. If that's what he meant to say, so essentially what is he saying? He's saying Chizki is taina. He's saying Rav Chizza, you're telling me Teufel, aber clearly you hold Teufel mice to mice. Teufel umevi pargadol, which is Rabbi Yechonon Shita. I hold of Teufel, I agree with you, aber I hold like Chizkiya, Teufel behema lebehema. And remember, Chizkiya didn't hold of Rabbi Yochanan. So that's what he's saying. If that's what he meant, and let's be honest, that's what it sounds like he meant, should have been a little bit more clear. Why is he talking in riddles? Why is Rav Sheshes telling Rav Chizda, Teufel, Harayamru, Teufel, Behema, Behema? Say better. Harayamru, ain't Teufel, Mois, Mois. Elohachia. He must have told him like this. Hari amru af teufel behema lebehema. But he meant to say we must be missing one word in the Messiah of what this exchange was between Rav Chizda and Rav Sheshes. And really, what Rav Sheshes was telling Rav Chizda was, I agree. You want to be teufel mefi pargado, that's fine. But why are you saying that the only way to be teufel is being teufel mois lemois? Why is the only way to be teufel by tzam shtamming the geld and going ahead and buying a bigger animal? There's another way to do it. If you want, you could also be teufel behema lebehema. Now this is interesting, because that means Rav Sheshes just said that how does teufel work? Is it mois lemois or is it behema lebehema? It's either one, it's either the other. You can pick and you can choose. Now, in Amud Aleph, we had two opinions of how it works. We said either Teufel Mois L'Mois, Shittas Rabbi Yochanan, or Teufel Behema L'Behema, Shittas Chizkiya. Rabbi Yochanan was very clear, Mois L'Mois in Behema L'Behema Loi. Chizkiya was very clear, Behema L'Behema in Mois L'Mois Loi. Not just that, Tanya Kavasi to Rabbi Yochanan, that is a concept of Teufel Mois L'Mois. Tanya Kavasi to Chizkiya, there's a concept of Teufel Behema L'Behema. But they were mutually exclusive. It was other. You were forced to pick and choose. There's a fork in the road. You want to go this way, go that way. That's the way it came down on Amud Aleph. If Rav Sheshes is telling Rav Chizda, af behema lebehema. So essentially, what does he hold? He holds he can be teufel either way. Zok the Gemara, come on, who is that like? The like can Chizkiya, the like Rabbi Yochanan. It's not Chizkiya, and it's not Rabbi Yochanan. Zok the Gemara, v'chitei ma'amirahu the pligi. You'll tell me that's true. Meaning, Rav Sheshes knows that he's not like Chizkiya and he's not like Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Sheshes was a Sinai. Rav Sheshes knew everything. But that's fine. He held that it was machloikis amirahim azoy other azoy. But at the same time, he has a right to hold different than those Amayram. And he has a right to hold that the way Teufel works is, either one, you can pick. You can be Teufel Mois Lemois, that works. Rabbi Yochanan held it works, I could hold it works. And you can be Teufel Behema Lebehema. I don't know if Chizkiya held it works, I could hold it works as well. The reason it's a little tricky to say that, and this is the Teresh about Peh of this Gemara, is because really, Rabbi Yochanan and Chizkiya were each coming from Brises. Rabbi Yochanan had a brisa, something called Teuflin Mois Lemois, and Chizkiya had a brisa, something called Teuflin Behema Lebehema. Now, how do you reconcile these brises? A good question. But at the end of the day, Rabbi Yochanan was Boicher in one brisa, and Chizkiya was Boicher in another brisa. So really, it's not so much the Amayuroim, it's more the Tanoim. And really, Rabbi Yochanan and Chizkiya are just being Machri, like one brisa over the other brisa. So the problem is, this is happening on the brisa level. Sheshes can't argue with a brisa. So the Gemara says, you'll tell me that it's Amayroi who the pligi, Abba Masnaisa loy pligi. But you'll tell me maybe the brises don't argue. Can't be. Because Vahaktani achila rishayna min achulin. Now, what does that mean? So again, we need a little bit of Teresh Bapeh here. Meaning, if you go back to the two brises, so there was a Tani Kavasi de Rabbi Yochanan, and there was a Tani Kavasi de Chizkiya. What was the Tani Kavasi de Rabbi Yochanan? Misas melamich adem mevi chayvasai min achulin. That was the Tanya Kavasi Rabbi Yochanan, that there's a concept of being Teufel Mois. That price is talking on the money level, doesn't say anything about being Teufel Behema Lebehema. Sounds very, very clear. There's one way and only one way to do it, and that is your Ma'ariv money. Then there was a Tanya Kavasi the Chizkiya. What was the Tanya Kavasi the Chizkiya? Beisul said, Achila Rishoinis Min Achulin, Mikan Ve'elach is Min Amaiser. Achila Rishoinis sounds like the first animal. The first animal is Min Achulin, and every other animal is on the right. Again, it sounds Lachura, Tanya Kavasi. That the way Teufel works is behema to behema. So the Gemara says like this. Maybe Rav Sheshes held that there's actually one of those two brises that hold both works. Now, the Gemara is not even entertaining the first brise, because the first brise is talking clearly about money, and there's no way in the world that that brise can mean anything other than being Teufel mois lemois. Oh, but the Gemara says the second brise, that I could hear a little bit more. Because it says, achila rishoyna should be min achulin, every other achila should be min amaiser. There I could hear it. And the Gemara
Gemara anticipates that that must be where Rav Sheshes was coming from. And in anticipation of that, it's what Rav Sheshes is meaning. The Gemara Bavarin said, Rav Sheshes, are you going to tell me that my Rama not arguing? That my Rama arguing, but the prices are not arguing. And you're for sure going to mean the second price of Rav Sheshes, right? That price you can hear maybe goes both ways. Oh, but it says Achilu Rishonim and Achulin. No, it says Klar, the first carbon. Oh, so the Gemara says no. And this is where we understand what the Gemara was anticipating Rav Sheshes was going to say, which is taka what Rav Sheshes says. And that is, Maya Achilu Rishonim, Shir Demei Achilu Rishonim and Achulin. It's a little ambiguous, and Memele you can learn a little bit differently. Meaning, the Brisa could be understood in one of two ways. Either Beis Hillel saying is Achilu Rishonim the first carbon, or you should have enough money when you make this teufel and your ma'ariv that there should be value of an achila rishayna that's going to be exclusive chulin. So if an achila rishayna costs $100, just make sure there's $100 worth of chulin money. But at the end of the day, Beis Hillel, Rav Sheshes held, can really go both ways. And therefore, Rav Sheshes held that had his teufel work, you could be teufel mois lemois, for sure, you could be teufel behemel behemel, that also. But if you want to be teufel both, you could be teufel both. So the bottom line is, this concludes the teufel part of the daf, and that is, we have a major machlekes amayram as a relates to this concept of teufel. Ordinarily called davar shebechayv is ainba element achulin. But when it comes to the shalmei chagiga based on psukim and drashes, we have a chiddush. It's beis hillel in the Mishnah and navzayin amid beis, and it's mavur in the Mishnah ches amid beis as well. That there's a concept called teufel. There's a concept that as long as I have chulin, I could be ma'arev meiser money as well. How does teufel work? Three-way machlokes amayram. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you have to be teufel mois lemois. It's also the sheet of Rav Chizda. According to Chizkia, you have to be teufel dafke behema lebehema. And according to Rav Sheshes, you can be teufel mois lemois, and you can be teufel behema lebehema. Amar Ula, Amar Rish Lakish. Ula said, the name Rish Lakish, Hifrish, as the behemas chagigasai. What happens if somebody was mafrish 10 behemas for his karma chagiga? And this is something that we've seen throughout the daf, one of the themes that a person can bring more than one animal, Eilu Dvar Mashayin Lamshir, as it relates to the Karmel Chagiga. So what happens if somebody was Makrish 10 behemoths for his Karmel Chagiga? Hikriv Chamesh B'Yantav Rishon. He was Makriv 5 on the first day Yantav, and he has 5 left over. Could he bring the other 5 on the next day Yantav? So said Ula, quoting Rish Lakish, yeah. Chayzer u'makriv chamesh b'yantiv sheni. If you want, you can bring the other 5 on the second day yantiv. Rabbi Yochanan said, I disagree. Kivin shapasak shuv enei makriv. Once you bring the 5 on the first day yantiv, at that point, you're not allowed to bring anything more on the second day yantiv. So why not? So, very important Rashi. Rashi says, the reason is because of Bal Toysef. Rabbi Yochanan held, it says in the Torah, v'chagoysem oysai, Chag Lashem, the Chagoysem Oisoi. Oisoi is Mashmo it. Loshin Yochid. What's Yochid? One day. And you bring the Karma Chagiga, not one carbon. Ilud Varm Shein Lamshir. But one day. And being that it's only one day, if you're going to bring 5 on the second day, you can be over Bal Toysef. So this is the machloikis between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says Bal Toysef, you can't bring the second day. Rish Lakish says it's not Bal Toysef, and therefore you could bring one day. Zokta Gemara, Vamir Abab, Avloi Pligi. There's no machloikis. Sounds like there's a machloikis. Rabbi said, no, there's really no machloikis. Kan bestam, kan be mefarish. One Amayra was talking about where you spoke be'ofen stam, and the other Amayra was talking about where you spoke be'mefarish. Rish Lakish was talking about where the person, when he was mafresh as 10 behemoths, he made it very, very clear, I'm being mafresh 10 behemoths, I want to bring them all on the first day yantiv. Then the halach is, even if you didn't bring them on the first day yantiv, you could be chayzer or makriv on the second day yantiv. And how it works, Akrashi, we look at the animals that you're bringing on the second day as tashlum in the rishon. What's Bal Toysef? Bal Toysef is I'm making another chagiga. I'm making Kilo another day Yontif with Shalmei Chagiga. That's not what I'm doing. I'm doing Tashlumen. What would be if I didn't bring anything on the first day Yontif? Everyone knows, it's the Mishnah on tomorrow's daf, that I can go the whole day. And the whole Yontif. So even on Shavuos you have a week to do it, right? So we see this concept of Tashlumen. Rish Lakish just means Tashlumen. And therefore Rish Lakish meant it when you were Mefarish, when it's clear that that's what's going on. I'm bringing it the first day Yontif. I didn't. Okay, and a Chanami, it's going to be Tashlumen. What's Rabbi Yochanan saying? I agree there's something called Tashlumen. And if the person would be Mefarish, I would have no question that it's going to be okay. Abahai Bestam, it's talking about where you are Mefarish. And because you are Mefarish, so it looks a little bit suspicious. Looks like you're making making another yontif. So you come, you ask a rav, I brought five the first day, second day, no. Now it's a shayla already about Yosef. Now it doesn't look good. And therefore, it's not going to be okay. So the Gemara says like this, Hay stam hei chidami. Rabbi Yochanan said stam. What's the foul? Like, what exactly is the case? This is talking about, you see this yid, he's in the base of Mikdash, he's mamish cranking out animal after animal. Mamish, he's coming as oichlam merubim, lechasim merubim. Right, he's bringing all these different animals. Okay, so if you see that, and then all of a sudden, the sun is setting, right? He's looking at Shkia, and he gets stung, he gets very nervous. So, hide the layer kvidu, like a shayis bayayim. So, why is this a problem? What's the Maltaisiv over here? He wasn't a farish, but it's nicker that this is what's happening. It's so obvious. It's tashlum in the rishon. You see, he's trying to do it. He just ran out of time. Okay. Elevat lasle yoichlin. Maybe another case, right? So that can't be what the case is. Maybe the case is where he pashut ran out of people. Meaning, he thought that he had oichlam merub, and then all of a sudden, everyone started canceling on him, and no one's showing up. So he said, what am I supposed to do? As high the lawyer krivinu, the less like oichlam. So it's obvious why he's not bringing. So again, why is it about toysev? The Gemara says, like, tzricha, the obvious answer. The ikashoy is bayayim. It's plenty of time. It's early in the day. This lay oichlin, and he has plenty of oichlin mid the kamalei krivinu. From the fact that he didn't bring it on the first day, shmamina shiri shairinu, must be that he's leaving it over now already. It's a shmek chayim from Baal Taisiv, and that's where Rabbi Yochanan says it's not going to be okay. But the bottom line is we're making a major oikimta. Ula said over he had a mesayir of a machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish, very geshmak of machloikis and unzer sugya, and that is if somebody was mafresh 10 animals for his karmen chagiga, and he brought five on the first day. Could he bring the other five on the second day? Or could he not bring the other five on the second day? Rish Lakish said he can. Rabbi Yochanan said he cannot. The only reason not to would be Baal Tosef. And the Gemara said, Amar Rab Abba, that the whole Rabbi Yochanan is only talking about where he wasn't Mefarish. But to the extent that he was Mefarish, I'm bringing them all on the first day. And then, Me'ezah Tam, Me'ezah Siba, he didn't bring it on the first day. Then the halacha is that it's going to be considered Baal Tosef, and that's when it's not going to be okay. But Be'etzim, if he was Mefarish, Rabbi Yochanan would agree with Reish Lakish. So with that, we finish the daf. So the Gemara v'hochi nami mistabra. It's very mistabra what Rabbi Abba said. I mean, Rabbi Abba said it at Daita Denavshe, but the Gemara says that we can actually factually back up what Rabbi Abba thought, and that is Chiyas HaRavin. When Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael back to Bavel, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, he heard so much Torah from Rabbi Yochanan. So he came back and he said, "This is what Rabbi Yochanan said." So Ravin walks into Beis Medrash. Right, it's Yontif. It seems like whenever there was any discussion going on amongst the Chachmi, a Talmud Ravin and Ravdimi and other Amidim, they always had what to contribute based on what they had heard from Rabbi Yochanan. So they're discussing this sugya, and listen to what Ravin says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. He said, if someone was mafresh 10 behemoths, l'chagi gasa, hikrif chamish b'yontif rishon, chayzer umakrif chamish b'yontif sheni. This is what I heard from Rabbi Yochanan, that if you brought five on the first day, you could bring five on the second day. So I turned around. They said, Rabbeinu Shalom, everyone knows, Ula had a Messiah, Punk Faket, Kashina Hadadi. How could Ravin have said this? I mean, everyone knows. That's not what Rabbi Yochanan held. Oh, Elalav Shmamina, Kam Bestan, Kam Bemefarish, Shmamina. Must be that Rabbi Yochanan didn't always say it. He only sometimes said it, and really depends on what the situation is. If he was Mefarish, that's what Ravin was talking about. And if it was Stam, that's when you run into a problem about Tais. Itmar Nami, Amar Rav Shem Bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan, Lo Yishanu Ela Shelo Gomar. The only time this is true is if he didn't finish Aval Gomar. But in the event that the person finished, Chayzer Makrav. So again, this is Rav Yochanan talking. Lo Yishanu, this halacha of not being able to bring Karbanos the next day is if he was Lo Gomar. However, if you were gomer, you can bring the next day. Mar says, my gomer. What does it mean? Ilem or gomer karbonoisa, right? That's probably what it means. You finish bringing your karbonos, my makrif. If you finish bringing your karbonos the first day, there's nothing left to bring the second day. Elot shalai gomer hayoim. Aval gomer hayoim chayzer umakrif. What Rabbi Yochanan must have said was that the only time it's true you can't bring it the next day is if it was ikashois bayoim. It was loy gomer bayoim. So now already it looks like it's Baal Tosef. But if it was gomer hayoim, you pasha ran out of time. So now the optics are not so bad. Therefore, it doesn't look like Baal Tosef. And if it doesn't look like Baal Tosef, in that case, it's not going to be an issue.